name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. An ongoing problem in history has been, and still is, man's quest for greatness, regardless of qualification, ethics, and purpose. The truth is characteristic was so very much evident in the lives of these disciples. We remember Peter's reaction and that of his fellow disciples, when Jesus set up before his transfiguration, told them that he was to go to Jerusalem to be handed over to the council, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. And Peter's reaction was, heaven forbid, may this never happen to you. Because after all, they think the Messiah would not die. And if he would, they would not realize their dreams to be among the great and powerful officials in his kingdom. Our text this morning, together with the parallels in Matthew and Luke, record Jesus telling his disciples for the second time that he would be handed over to the council to suffer, to die, and to rise again. In Matthew 17:23, they explicitly say that they were sorry to hear this. And Mark and Luke underlined, it just passed them by. They couldn't understand what Jesus was telling them. The problem, of course, was that they could not listen to the prophet, and especially to what Isaiah had written in Isaiah 53. But then the note was taken by the gospel writers that they were afraid to ask Jesus what he was saying. But Jesus knew their thoughts, and must have been very deeply troubled that after all this time they were unwilling to listen to him and his things. He, of course, was aware of the fact that they shared a common Jewish misunderstanding of the time of Messiah, of the time of power, of the time of greatness, of the time of plenty. And then after Jesus' transfiguration, he and his disciples made their way down from the beautiful area of Caesarea Philippi, down to the upper Jordan Valley to the bustling center of the plain. And as they walked to and through the breath, they were arguing among themselves as to who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God. Who would be the most important official? Who would have the most power in the coming kingdom of Jesus? The text very clearly underlines that all wanted to be the greatest of the twelve. And then to their dismay, Jesus asked them when they came to Capernaum and said, what will you argue about along the way? And the record records that they were just too embarrassed to reply to Jesus. And then Jesus did something very interesting. He took a child. And the Greek term here is paedion, which can mean a child or a little child. And let's also note a servant. And this is something that you and I must never forget. And he said to them, as Matthew just tells us, I tell you the truth. Except you change, become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. If you become humble like this little child, you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Very important, you notice that Jesus used that little phrase, accept you. And thereby he underlined the very decisive need to the Spirit's work, for true humility, to be ready to serve God and our fellow men unselfishly in God's terms. And then the text, as you have in Matthew, said, if you welcome a child like this in my name, you welcome me. And if you welcome me, you welcome not only me, but him who sent me. One of the great challenges in life today is, and one that all of us will face and keep on facing to the end of our days, is to remember that our role is to live out these words about our Lord. And this is especially true for God-pleasing, kingdom service-centered ministry. God expects each one of us always to give humble, dedicated, self-sacrificing service, as we seek to be true shepherds of God's flock, whoever they may be, and wherever that might take us. And this is a tremendous challenge as the history of the church before. We have run this so hard, and especially the church, who tend students of the world to be like the disciples in our text, namely to seek personal power and personal glory and use it to the detriment of the kingdom and to the welfare of others. To counter this, then, your and my prayer must always be, Lord, through your Spirit, empower me to be a humble, dedicated, faithful, self-sacrificing servant of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.